This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
North Dakota is where we're at today. We're at the Rough Riders Center. Beautiful new facility, one of the newer ones here. A lot going on. They're building a new hospital, new school next door. So much going on. Housing, apartments, townhomes. They're wrapping up a community. First ever job fair they've held here in Watford City. Couple of reasons for that. One, they really need people. There's 50-plus companies. This job fair is sold out, so all the best companies are here. And they need people, so they need people here. They also feel it's a good time to bring people here to see a growing, vibrant community, for sure. And also, there are enough people here. This community has grown enough now that this just works. So the Job Service of North Dakota said, right here, let's do it. 3 to 7 this afternoon, veterans preference from 3 until 3:30. It's open to all applicants seeking all positions today at the Rough Rider Center, 2209 Wolves Den Parkway in Watford City. More on that a little later on in the program. We'll talk with the folks from Job Service North Dakota as well as the Economic Development Office of McKenzie County on that. And Congressman Kevin Cramer will join us next hour as well. We just did get word from Congressman Cramer that he'll have to shorten his appearance today. Normally here for a full hour in the Talk Radio Town Hall, but they have a mandatory meeting of all members of Congress related to the incident this morning at in Virginia. We now have an update on that as well. Two members of Congress shot. One of those, Steve Scalise, who is the House whip. He is in leadership. He rounds up the votes. That's why they call it a whip. And he is in surgery as we speak, undergoing surgery for a gunshot wound he received earlier today. Can you imagine this? Now, this has been going on for many, many years in Congress where they have this congressional game. Republicans play the Democrats. They raise a lot of money. It's over $500,000 that they raise every year for charity for underprivileged kids in Washington, D.C. And they do these practices as they get ready for the games leading up to it. Imagine being out there this morning and you're, you know, doing a little batting practice and getting ready for the game. The game's actually tomorrow. And all of a sudden you hear gunshots. And evidently, some reports the shooter had multiple weapons targeting these folks. Reports of 50, 100 or more shots being fired. One member of Congress was leaving a few minutes before the shots began and was asked by someone who was entering the area, hey, Republicans or Democrats out here? Which is it? So very possible they were targeted because they were Republicans. That is a scary thought, is it not? Disturbing to you? Do you connect the dots to Kathy Griffin and the photo of a beheaded Donald Trump? Do you connect the dots to that play where Trump is assassinated? Some people consider that, oh, it's a play. It's fine. Taking place in the nation's capital. How about this, what Ivanka Trump, the daughter, of Donald Trump said this week was a level of viciousness in the nation's capital that she didn't expect. You connect those dots. Should they be connected? I want to get your take on that today. You know, my take on this, I just had a pit in my stomach as this played out. Just a pit in my stomach that we have gone to a level, a place that's very dark And I've seen this coming for a while. I really have. I said that about Kathy Griffin. I just said there's a level of evil there. You don't think that up. And then, you know, let it play out. Hey, get a photographer. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to bloody up the head. And we're going to hold it up. Unless, you know, you are in a really dark place. Really dark place. So this is disturbing. There's no doubt about it. And I do think some of that viciousness plays a role. It adds up. It has to. But I want your take on that. Texter just asked, was Congressman Cramer there? He was not in attendance. His office did put out a statement that he was not there, but I would imagine. Again, members of Congress don't have security. Steve Scalise, who is a member of leadership, he does. So there was security there. Thankfully, or all these members of Congress would have been sitting ducks. Awful. Couple other things I want to talk about today. Donald Trump's birthday. If you were given the opportunity, what would you give Donald Trump for a present? What advice would you give him for his birthday? Kind of curious. 800-228-0550 to answer any of these questions today. You can also text Todd or I. Todd at 701-226-8503. Good morning, Todd, by the way.
Morning, Scott.
A lot of news. We're getting right to it here today.
No doubt.
It is. It's sad. It is. Another texter says, did they get the shooter? Evidently, they did. Evidently, the shooter was wounded by some of the security detail. I heard one report that he was dead, and another report he was being treated, taken to a hospital. Don't know which one is accurate. There is a press conference and all this coming up here in about 20 minutes from law enforcement. So we'll try and get you some of that, or at least get some details on that for you. But any other questions you have, lay them on us at 800-228-0550. Donald Trump's birthday today. Also Flag Day today. It is Flag Day today. You doing anything special for Flag Day? I had one listener earlier say, good day to check out the flags you do have flying to make sure they're in good condition. It's a good idea. I think it's a good day to just make sure you got a flag flying. And wherever you are, if you notice more flags than usual, you're in a really good place. Let us know. We'd love to know what you're seeing there, okay? So, Flag Day today, we're going to celebrate that too. The telephone number, text Todd or I, 367-2054, 226-8503. Texter says, this shooting was to be expected due to the extreme anti-Trump Republican viewpoints in the fake news being overreported by the mainstream media. They say Republicans are evil whack jobs when in reality it's those suffering from the illness of liberalism, Marxist socialism. Reports I've seen say the shooter is alive. I've seen both. Just telling you what I've heard. Another texter. How can they start spending taxpayer money without the whole project being approved? Which project? Looks like they're talking about the diversion. All right. That's a good question. We haven't had a topic on that for a while. Awesome to hear you took me up on your suggestion for Senator John Thune. Can't wait. Yes, somebody texted us saying, given coverage of your program in South Dakota, have you considered town halls with Senator Thune? We'll certainly invite Senator Thune to come on the program. He's coming on tomorrow. I think caller must have heard our promo for that yesterday. So looking forward to that. Should be fun. We'll do it right here on What's on Your Mind. So stay tuned for that. And then one other thing I wanted to add in on the conversation here today. Governor Doug Burgum was featured in Forbes magazine this week in a Q&A that's really interesting. There's a lot of good things here, a lot of things to talk about. My favorite question and answer was this: what would you consider a win after 4 years as governor? The governor answered, the biggest win would be in workforce development. Right now we've got low unemployment, but we also have 15,000 jobs open in North Dakota. That's the equivalent of having 750,000 jobs open in California. Every one of those jobs, once it's filled, becomes a tax contributor. So the priority of government should be in finding ways to help every private company fill every job they want to fill. Starting there will lead to all kinds of policy stuff. I've told my team that if we get nothing else done in the next 4 years but fill every job that's available in North Dakota, that will be a huge win. That's a game changer. That's a great goal. It's one of the reasons we're in Watford City today at a job fair. And an important one. Stay tuned.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Chairman Joe Morkin of Castleton. Join us at the Agriculture Adventure Day at the Red River Zoo in Fargo on July 22nd from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. as we connect kids with agriculture. This event, sponsored in part by the North Dakota Soybean Council, will include hands-on demonstrations, zookeeper and crop talks, and kids' activities surrounding farm activities. Local entertainment, Penny and Pals, will get kids up and moving with upbeat songs that have a message about agriculture. Enjoy a barbecue lunch surrounded by tractors and other farm equipment. The Children's Farm at the Red River Zoo in Fargo educates families about agriculture and provides kids and adults the opportunity to interact with animals commonly found on farms and see North Dakota crops growing firsthand. Again, be sure to join us at the Agriculture Adventure Day at the Red River Zoo in Fargo on July 22nd as we connect kids with agriculture.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Our toll-free telephone number. Some of your texts and comments are coming in. Welcome your calls as well. One listener said, Scott, is it really a good thing to get all the jobs filled? Does that create stagnant wages? No movement of people to possibly better themselves? Is there a danger in full employment? Well, I see where you're going, but we're a long way from that. I think the bigger danger right now is stunting the growth of companies. I remember the CEO of MBI Energy saying, I've got hundreds of jobs open right now. All of those are revenue for the company. Without the people, there isn't the revenue isn't there. That's not a good place. Not at all. And I think what you'll, at least in this part of the world, have for quite some time is, you know, once you get those jobs filled, more growth, more expansion leading to more jobs rather than sort of just, oh, we're complacent and we're stagnant. So, but I'm looking forward to this conversation. I really am. And about ways we can achieve what the governor is saying is, hey, that's going to gauge success for him. What would you consider a win after 4 years as governor? And it's making sure that, how often do you have a elected leader say, hey, my priority is to make sure our government is finding ways to help every private company fill every job they want to fill? You know, when that's the top priority coming from government, I think that bodes well for the economy, for jobs, for the state. I really do. Appreciate it very much. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. I got so many things I need to get to here that I'll get to some calls here, but I do want to throw in one comment related to this shooting from a listener wondering how long it'll be before this mantra starts. Mark my words, says UConn Jack. The lamestream media will blame all of this on Trump somehow and gun control. I heard Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, say earlier today that the shooter was using an AR-15. And when I heard him say that, I thought, get ready for the gun debate. And I've since heard that there were multiple guns, so I think that's a real possibility. Back to your calls and comments here on what's on your mind. Let's go to Joe in Williston first. Hey, Joe, what's on your mind?
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
I recently had a global warming conversation with some of my family members that I just can't understand why they can't comprehend that we're not the biggest factor. I keep bringing up multiple points, but nobody seems to mention it on any of the radio stations or news radio on TV, cable, whatever. The points that I'd like to make, one is like the planet Earth. What was the original temperature before the original ice age? It was too hot for humans. So it's slowly going to adjust back to its original temperature unless we have another meteor create another ice age or something else. Another factor that nobody brings up is the fact that Mars is warming up. Well, if Mars is warming up, are we impacting that too? It's the solar flares. Nobody ever mentions how much of an impact these solar flares are from the sun when the sun is dying, if you will. I mean, it's in its last 40-some percent, which is millions of years still, but as it's dying, it's going to keep getting more and more solar flares that are just going to get bigger and bigger, and the EMP pulse bombs that we're worried about, solar flare could cause the same thing to all our electronics. And last but not least, the ozone layer that supposedly is a non-issue now because global warming heated up the planet so much that it fixed the ozone, then why would we want to contain global warming if it did exist, because then the ozone layer might come back?
All right, you gave us a lot to think about there, Joe. I appreciate the call. I'm going to keep rolling because I got a full bank of calls. Rick and Bismarck, you're next at 800-228-0550. Easiest number locally. Many 701 number, 258-0550. Go ahead.
Hi. One thing that I'd just like to comment on in the background is that you mentioned yesterday that the DAPL is benefiting the state to the tune of probably about $500,000 or 500,000 barrels a day, and that you know, over the next biennium will accrue probably $100 million towards the state benefit for reduced transportation costs for the oil getting to the producers. So at the same time, nothing's been mentioned to the fact that all the royalty recipients that collect royalties from the oil production, they will also be receiving reduced costs, which is more money that will be going to those royalty owners, and that money will also go back into the state. No one's commenting on all the other second and third order effects of benefits that will come back to the state just because of DAPL.
Yeah, we talked to Ryan Rauschmeyer, state tax commissioner. He was doing the math on the we've had a discount for a long time of getting Bakken crude to the market, and before even oil was flowing in the Dakota Access Pipeline, in anticipation of it, the price was coming down. But you're right. I mean, there's a lot of ripple effects I'd love to see. Okay, easements that are paid right on the land, the royalty owners, and the difference that it'll make for them. I mean, there's a number of different things where it can make a big difference. So I mean, it's a good point, Rick. I think those numbers need to be crunched. It's one more piece of the puzzle that, you know, I made the comment, I think, on Energy Matters, you know, for all the focus on, hey, the water is going to be harmed with no facts, okay? Or, hey, they moved the route north, which all the media was obsessed on. I would think they would just naturally gravitate to say, okay, why is this happening? What's the benefit of North Dakota? Isn't that just a sort of reporting 101? But it didn't happen. Mike and Mandan, next on What's on Your Mind.
Hello. Yes. Am I on?
You are. What's on your mind?
Okay. Hey, on my mind is, this is going back to local taxes on the state taking over social services, things like that. And it's happened before with a couple of the other agencies over the past several years. But just one thing, as far as like renting buildings, right now, you know, the county is providing the buildings for these programs. The state will now be paying for those rental spots, which is another source of income that the county isn't paying for and actually make money on at this point. There's something to consider, though. They'll make money because they'll be charging the state for that rental area now.
Interesting. I hadn't thought of that piece as well. But that's one of the reasons that Governor Burgum, Lieutenant Governor Sanford, and legislative leaders are saying the social services takeover by the state from the counties, plus the K-12 contribution equals the same amount they previously were sending back for property tax relief. So, the total dollars to the local taxing entities, are the same. Now, how they move the dollars around the spreadsheet is a different thing. Pay attention. Pay attention, because your property taxes should not go up because of what the state did, even in these tight budget times, is their argument. So pay attention to the local level at budget time, for sure. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call. More coming up from Watford City on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline Project. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinlon. Our guest today is Ryan Rauschenberger, the state tax commissioner in North Dakota, to give us a sense of the economic impact of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest in North Dakota.
It's a huge economic boost to the state. I ran the numbers, and when I look at the trend, we typically have an $8 discount for North Dakota oil because of our distance to market and transportation. In the last 3 months, I ran the numbers, and it looks like we're down to 6.5. That hasn't happened in years. And I think that's happened partly because of anticipation of that additional competition in the transportation market. That happened even before DAPL came online and started actually transporting oil. So we're already seeing $1.50 benefit to the oil companies, which means we get more tax dollars on oil.
That's Ryan Rauschenberger, state tax commissioner in North Dakota, on the financial impacts of the Dakota Access Pipeline Project. Keep listening for more episodes of the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline right here.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books, and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
What's on your mind is in Watford City today at the Rough Riders Center, 3 to 7 this afternoon. Big job fair. I'm going to tell you about that and a new initiative where the North Dakota entities have partnered up for, some North Dakota entities will tell you about it, partnered up for the state's very first skills initiative. Goes back to this issue of workforce development that I was mentioning earlier from the Forbes interview with Governor Burgum. So stay tuned for that coming up here in just moments. On the program we call What's on Your Mind, live today in Watford City and brought to you in part by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. If you go to any PetroServe USA location or Valley Dairy location now, they're part of the family up in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks as well, you're going to find a 4-for-4 special. That's the Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, two of the best cookies on earth, and a 20-ounce drink, four items for $4. It is the best deal in the state all day, every day, at all PetroServe USA locations. Absolutely love it. The pizzas are just fantastic. In fact, I think they sell more Hot Stuff Personal Pan pizzas. More Hot Stuff Personal pizzas at PetroServe USA than any location anywhere in the country. So that's saying something. And they are fantastic. And, of course, you fill up at the pump you own. You register for $50,000 PetroServe USA giveaway. New winners every week. All of the PetroServe USA location near you. So make sure you do that. Senator John Hoeven has issued a statement now about the shooting today in Washington, D.C., saying our thoughts are with House Whip Steve Scalise, our Capitol Police officers and congressional aides who were injured in today's shooting while practicing for a charity baseball game. Today we are especially grateful to our law enforcement officers who put their lives on the line to keep us safe. Our prayers are with all those injured. Congressman Kramer will join us next hour. We will not have a full talk radio town hall as planned because they've called an emergency meeting of members of Congress that is mandatory. So he will preview that for us, however, coming up next hour. Todd, if you could keep an ear towards the press conference, that I know there were some plans to update from the scene as well, and maybe we'll know more. I think there are two members of Congress that have been injured now, but we don't know the total. Supposedly some congressional aides as well, possibly even one Capitol Police officer. That situation is fluid and the investigation ongoing, so we'll continue to keep you updated. By the way, Senator Hoeven also was not at the not at the ballpark, so Congressman Kramer was not there as well. Daniel Stenberg is the McKenzie County Economic Development Coordinator. We talked with him yesterday about the job fair, and we're going to talk about that a little later on today as well. That's happening this afternoon, 3 until 7, with folks from Job Service in North Dakota. We asked Daniel to join us today to talk about this unique initiative that the McKenzie County Job Development Authority is undertaking with other state entities. How are you, Daniel? Nice to see you.
Very good, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Glad to have you. McKenzie County Job Development Authority has partnered with others for a first-of-its-kind skills initiative. And your press release says North Dakotans have read this book before, and it usually doesn't end well. As the story goes, an oil boom draws thousands of people from around the country onto the Peace Garden State. Jobs, jobs, and more jobs created in the industry. Then after some years, oil production slows down, oil jobs dry up. These new people with specific skill sets who have come to the state and established roots in communities are forced to pick up their families and move elsewhere, creating a big void in the local and state economies, a shortfall in the tax base, employers who are without help, and families whose children are uprooted from school. The narrative doesn't always have to be that way for North Dakota communities. How will this skills initiative change that story, give it a happy ending?
Exactly. Well, the idea is four-year colleges aren't for everyone. Now, I mean, you need to go off and, you know, understand, try to figure out what you're going to be doing for the next 40 years and go to get a four-year degree to do that. That doesn't work for everybody. It's been kind of pushed. I was pushed in college, and I'm glad that I did do that, but it just doesn't work for everyone anymore and just the dynamics of the workforce that we live in. And so the idea being that if we can provide opportunities throughout one's adulthood, that they can go back, maybe take one class, maybe take three classes, maybe do a master's degree when you're 40 years old, because that is what you want to do for your career, and that's what the workforce is demanding. And so here in Watford, we're excited to be able to have different entities come and provide these classes so that people can retool and regroup kind of whenever they need to, and not have to go elsewhere or leave our community.
TrainND is part of this, University of Mary, Williston State College, a North Dakota Small Business Development Center. All folks that are doing that. The industry, very supportive as well, I assume, Daniel?
Yeah, the industry is involved in this. We've got, there's different advisory groups, and we'll be getting together a more formal group as this gets started to help inform what exactly is needed for the Watford City community.
So what's, you describe obviously the desire for people to have the ability to easily gain other skills and training as they go in a way that tracks with their life and what they're doing. Obviously entities have done that previously. What's new about this? What's different about the collaboration?
Well, what's new about this is just that we have multiple entities coming together in one location, and so it just provides a little bit more flexibility. I mean, we're at the size of a community. We're at, Valley City, Devil's Lake. Both of those have colleges. The idea of us building a college just, from the ground up is a little bit probably too much for us to bite off at this time right now. But what we can do is provide what seems to be the most in demand for our community in a very short amount of time. And so we don't have to, start from bricks and mortar. We have this beautiful facility now that we can utilize to find the classes that are most in demand and do what needs to be done.
This is an alternative to workers that is new, that want to stay in North Dakota, broaden their skills, and perhaps enhance their current career or move on to a new career. The McKinsey County Skills Initiative is what it's called, bringing together regional entities to offer classes, training, and services. And I don't know, this is kind of a nice way, nice place to learn, a nice environment to learn. This facility is fantastic.
Well, yeah, I mean, and we're just realizing all of the opportunities that this building is bringing to our community right now. I mean, we were able to host state hockey tournament. We were able to host district basketball. We have the state cattle women's meeting here this weekend. But this is going to provide another component to the building, not just conferences, not just sporting events and concerts, but this will be the education component that we can add to this building, and so that it will help utilize this building.
University of Mary has been here from the beginning, mm-hmm. right? Actually, they were in Watford City prior even to this facility opening, but were identified early on as a perfect tenant, so they're already here.
Exactly.
Right, and have an anchor and have classes and, yep. and things going on, which is great. They partner with a lot of companies where they say, hey, we want to offer our current employees the opportunity to go up in specific, skill sets. But University of Mary would be mainly undergraduate and graduate degrees, right?
Yep, that's kind of their big thing.
Williston mm-hmm. College then does the two-year degree.
Two-year degree.
So you got that. TrainND Northwest is an interesting entity where it's kind of real specific too, right? Where companies will come to them and say, we need people trained to do, you know,
yes. Yep, safety training or CPR or even something like Microsoft Excel, Microsoft Word, different things like that. A lot, and also even enrichment opportunities, like we're going to be trying to get a few art classes as well in here. So it's not necessarily somebody's wanting to get a credit for it, but they just want to try their hand at painting or an art class or some other type of art class, and they can do that as well. So it's an enrichment opportunity as well.
And then the Small Business Development Center is really for people that think they maybe ought to be providing a particular service and get set up in business to start a new business, right?
Exactly, yeah. Keith Olson has been working in our community quite a bit, but this will provide him an opportunity to have an office here and probably staff it 1 to 2 days a week as needed. We share him through Williams County and Divide County also, I believe. But he's been busy here with all the businesses that have been getting started, and it's a free and confidential service. And we've found him to be a huge asset for people who are wanting to expand to get the data numbers going for them.
And Wade Sick, who's the Workforce Development Coordinator for the Department of Commerce in North Dakota, said about this particular program, we're excited to see this partnership and think it shows an innovative way to address workforce and education needs. Because grassroots initiatives like this one have a tremendous economic impact on communities and consequently the entire state. So certainly a state-leading example, once again, of McKenzie County, Wofford City, getting ahead of this. And I told listeners earlier, coincidentally, the governor is quoted in a story in Forbes magazine about the biggest win for him after his 4 years as governor would be in workforce development and wanting to really, have everybody in government focused on finding ways to help every private company fill every job they want to fill. This is a good example of sort of the tools needed for, worker and employer to be able to do that, right?
Yes, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, so it's ahead of the curve a little bit, which I think is fantastic. Anything else you want to tell us about this program at all, Daniel?
Well, if anybody's interested, we've got it on our website, on our economic development website. But then further, if you're able to stop by the job fair today, we're going to have tables set up here just right outside the doors. So anybody who's coming into the job fair will see what we have to offer.
And the job fair details, which we're going to talk about in a moment with the folks from the North Dakota Job Service again, 3 until 7, a veteran's preference from 3 until 3:30, but open to all applicants seeking all positions. We'll tell you what you should bring. Job Service, North Dakota, McKenzie County, JDA, Wofford City Area Chamber of Commerce, and Williston Regional Economic Development, all the sponsors for this. And they have all the details at jobsnd.com if you want to look at all the employers that are attending. There are a lot of them, over 50. You don't have any room for any more, right? You're full.
We're full, yeah.
Yeah, and also open positions. You can check those out at jobsnd.com. But I'd love to have you join us this afternoon from 3 until 4. Thanks a bunch, Daniel. Good to chat with you again, and have a great day.
Yeah, thank you, Scott.
Exciting time in Wofford City. Rough Rider Center is where we're broadcasting live today. Brought to you in part today by our friends at H.A. Thompson and Sons, HATandSons.com is the website. I've been encouraging you to go there and click on contract maintenance and find out about the link service that they provide all across the state of North Dakota to companies of note. You would know these companies who are saving money every single month because of the unique maintenance programs that apply both a financial and mechanical solution to lower your cost, lower to own it, lower to operate it. And it is working in a big way. And, when every penny counts, when you're watching every penny, rising costs and labor costs up and hard to find labor and everything else, things like this can make the difference. And they really get you out of that sort of, a cycle of, managing a crisis, right, to take care of that all along. Link is the service, H.A. Thompson & Sons, contract maintenance link on their website. Check it out or call them at 800-238-5462, H.A. Thompson & Sons, since 1908. More coming up from Wofford City and the Rough Rider Center after this timeout.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better.
Have you been living with that musty smell in your damp basement? Your home is your greatest asset, so let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. Perhaps you've been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable. At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement. Connect with Precision Concrete Cutters today. Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com for a free estimate and to learn more.
Summertime is here. That means a trip to hot spring spas and pool tables, too, will make every day better for you. Vince Webker's with us. And, Vince, these splash pools are hot right now. Tell us about them.
Yeah, we've been carrying them, Scott, since 1997. They first came to the United States from Italy in 86, where they're produced in Little Rock, Arkansas. It's the world's only above-ground pool that's used commercially all over the world. They're that good. The great thing for you, the homeowner, is it will last forever. It's easy to set up because it's easy to set up. If you ever move, you can take it with you. You can sell it, so it turns into an excellent resale value. And almost every single person who's bought a splash pool over the last 20 years absolutely says it's the best thing we've ever done.
That sounds like the ticket, folks. And I tell you what, summer will be better. Every day will be better with a splash pool from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Find them in Fargo, in Bismarck, in Grand Forks, and Minot, too. Or find them online at hotspringnd.com. That's hotspringnd.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Slept great last night. Always do when I stay at the beautiful Teddy's Residential Suites. But I did bring along my pillow. I can't resist. I cannot. I didn't bring along my pet. But if I had, I'd have brought along the pet pillow. Todd and I, we have pet pillows now.
I need to get four more of those.
I know. I'm the same
way. Does the promo code Scott work on four my pet pillows? Because that does, and there's some discount there. I'm going to really have to do that.
I'd love to know that you get a discount on everything when you use the promo code ScottAtMyPillow.com. And what I always say about MyPillow, it's a great gift, by the way, graduation gifts, wedding gifts, you know, perfect gift to send kids off to college with. There's a 10-year warranty on it, right? It will not go flat. This won't happen. It does send it back, they send you another one. And a 69 money-back guarantee, so you can really say, hey, is this pillow really as good as you say it is? And it works. 800-506-9028 is the toll-free telephone number. We've sold thousands and thousands of these people. We hear from people all the time about the difference it's made in their life. Sleep's so important to your overall health. It really, really is the most important thing. So 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. All right, I said I'm in Watford City today. Congressman Kevin Cramer next hour, plus we'll have some more open phone time to chat about all kinds of things, including a very tragic situation today at a baseball park in Virginia. Two members of Congress shot. And others injured as well. And more details on that. We'll continue to get you the latest on that. Congressman Cramer will react as well next hour. So stay tuned for that coming up. Cindy Sanford from Job Service North Dakota's Williston office. She's the customer service and office manager up there. Joins us to talk a little bit about the job fair they're hosting in Watford City. The North Dakota Job Service really knows how to do job fairs. They do them, and they do them well. And today is a big day because it's the first one ever in Watford City. Cindy, nice to see you. How are you?
Oh, great. Thanks for having us.
So this is a first in Watford City, and tell us a little bit about what that means. Well, why Watford City? Why the first? What's happening today?
Well, they have this beautiful facility, so that makes it us able to come down. Our office out of Williston, actually, we cover Divide, Williams, and McKenzie County. So those are the three counties we work with. And there's just a lot of jobs everywhere, and McKenzie County has a ton of jobs, and with this great facility, we thought, well, we can finally get down here, and we have 55 companies today looking for, we figured there's around 500 job openings today.
Wow.
Just today.
So there's a motivation right there if you're looking for a job to come. I always say sort of like shooting fish in a barrel, right? Because you've got 55 employers that are starving for employees, and you're the star attraction when you come in as a prospective employee. Give me a sense of what things are like now in your office at the job service. You mentioned 500 openings, 55 companies here today. Do you see? Do you detect things are getting to the I don't know, crazy busy category again? How would you describe it?
We are at the crazy busy as far as companies needing people, but we don't have people. We don't have the amount of people coming through that we did. We're probably at the same rate as far as job openings as 2012, 2013, but we're just not seeing the people come in. So we have a huge shortage of people, which is truly across the state of North Dakota. But just qualified people coming in to do every type of job. I mean, a lot of times, the Western North Dakota is known for, oh, well, it's all oil. It's probably about 60% oil, 55-60, and the rest are non-oil jobs. So it's not just 100, like in 12 and 13, almost all the jobs were oil. Now it's more of a split. And the other thing is these are long-term jobs. You know, we're looking at the production side. Those are jobs that are going to stay here for a long time. And we're just not seeing the people come in, and they need to have qualifications because different things have happened. We're seeing an increase in technology in the oil field. So that and with mechanical skills. And, nationwide, you can't find a diesel mechanic. I think we have 22 openings right now on our website just for diesel mechanics just in Region 1, the McKenzie, Williams, and Divide County that we need. So there's definitely, working with Train ND and the Bismarck State and University of Mary, I think, and we've got the job openings, and let's train them up and keep people here and see where we can go for that.
If I am looking for a job and thinking about coming to this job fair today, what happens? What do I need to do? What do I need to bring? How do I land a job?
Well, come prepared to interview. So don't come in cutoffs and holy shirt and your hat on backwards. Come prepared like you were going to go in and interview. So, you know, a good pair of blue jeans would be okay. Maybe a, you know, if you want to go way up, button down shirt. Have your resume and be ready to interview because they're going to interview on the spot. There'll be offers made today. So you need to be ready to say, yes, I'm willing to work and I'm going to interview, and they'll send you to do the background testing and get ready to go. And some of the jobs here will be, can you start tomorrow? So there's, because we have the schools, we have the hospital, there's retail, customer service, IT, of course, energy.
I don't need a job, but I'm getting excited.
Yeah.
I mean, just incredible opportunity there.
There is.
It's just unbelievable. Call your friends that you know in the region that might be looking. Let them know about this. 3 to 7 a day, veterans preference, and thank you for doing that, by the way, from 3 to 3:30, but it goes there. And the job posting number is 498868 at jobsnd.com. Bring your I-9 identification, CDL license, copies of your resume, the whole works. Thanks.
Thank you.
This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Have you seen the Killdeer Mountains? It is one beautiful part of North Dakota. And our friends at Polar Service Center are looking for a shop supervisor to run their Killdeer locations. So you get the best of both worlds. Work for a great company, Polar Service Center, and have some great beauty, outdoor recreation, and so much more all around you. Hunting and fishing is just phenomenal. If you have tank or trailer experience, management experience, call Gary Myers, 701-495-3592. Gary is the regional manager for Polar Service Center, the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, and they have these service centers all across North America. If you have experience with tanks or trailers, this job is for you. Polar Service Center, Killdeer, North Dakota. And by the way, they pay up to $32 an hour. They have great medical benefits, including 401k with matching. Incredible deal. 495-3592 to apply today. 701-495-3592. Call Gary at Polar Service Center.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.